Hi, and welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael LeBlanc, Senior Portfolio Manager and Senior Wealth Advisor at Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management and partner at LLC Private Wealth. Thanks for joining us again this week for our tactical portfolio update. Just to give you a brief update this week, as not too much has gone on since our last update. As always, we're keeping an eye on the markets and what's going on in the portfolios. Of course, in the news this week, the U.S. Central Banks kept the overnight interest rates flat. They did not do a raise. That was largely expected that they would pause slightly. Their language was, of course, a bit negative on when the cuts might start. So they were strong about inflation slowing down and that they might not need to do a, well, they obviously did need to do a hike currently, maybe another hike down the road. But they kind of indicated that we might not see the cuts that we were hoping for in 2023, maybe into 2024, indicating we might be in that long soft landing with higher rates situation that we talked about last week and the week before. Not our ideal outcome, although it does create a lot of opportunity in fixed income, which we've already started to position the portfolios for to take advantage of that. But obviously our preferred outcome would be a sharp recession with a kind of a band-aid pull off, a correction perhaps in the equity market, higher unemployment sharply, and then moving forward into a V-type recovery would be our preference, but which still might come. But certainly what we saw from the language from the U.S. Fed kind of indicated that they're expecting more of the soft landing and the longer drawn out higher interest rates for a longer period of time. With that, let's touch on other things going on around the world. The Bank of Japan, they kept their interest rates at their ultra low level after having some sharp growth in their economy over the last several months. So that's looking well. We also saw the drilling stocks kind of take a big hit as the bets for oil price slump continue. We were seeing the oil prices being held up mostly by cuts in production as we see demand decrease slightly. Overall, the markets were pretty flat on the week, a little up, a little down, nothing too exciting. Like I said, nothing more really moving. We're almost seeing the markets going into that blasé mode. Markets don't like uncertainty. And of course, we are in uncertainty when it comes around the recession and interest rates. So we're kind of seeing this holding pattern on the markets. We're seeing some bright spots, which we'll talk a bit about. But overall, the week was pretty flat across the board. Micron Technology had a gain of just 1% after they announced that they're going to put $600 million into their packages and facility in China. And this continues the chip war. Obviously, one of the areas we have seen some big movement in is tech and around AI. And if you've been following us, as always, at the end of every month, we're going to do a live update. And the topic we're going to be tackling this month is AI investing. I know you've probably heard a lot of it, maybe sick of it. And we're going to talk a bit about what's going on there, where the opportunities are, and how we might be able to take advantage of those things. So Micron kind of caught up in that, the whole chip market there. We also saw Virgin Galactic shoot up 39% as they announced the first commercial flight scheduled for the end of the month. After they went through some troubles, they're looking at get the tourism going, or the out of the planet tourism going. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see if we see other companies start to branch to those areas. The U.S. dollar edged slightly higher as the investors continue to digest kind of what we heard from the U.S. Fed. Things pretty flat on that front. The euro rose a little bit more as the European central banks decided to keep their interest rates flat as well. And the sterling held on to their recent gains as aggressive interest rates continues. Aggressive interest rate hikes continue to proceed there. As I mentioned, oil kind of finished flattish for the week. Don't expect much movement there. Base metals and gold prices tick slightly higher in London, just as more and more movement away from the US dollar into the base metal gold, as some countries are trying to hedge a little bit against that. So the concern around the future movements of the feds. We did see a bankruptcy, the continued bankruptcy of Vice Media. If you haven't been following the story, Vice Media, one of the darlings, valuations in the billions of dollars, everyone was kind of after it. Quite a story as that media giant has fallen into Chapter 11. It looks like they might be talking to Media Group Go Digital to come up with a deal to refinance. So we'll see how that plays out. We also saw Disney's finance chief clash with the top executives and decided to step down. Christine McCarthy, who's the CFO, really for about the last two decades, is stepping down for some medical leave. Her husband is has some medical issues, and she wasn't seeing eye to eye with the top execs and decided that it was better to take down. On the AI front, we have been touching on it all month, as I said, leading up to our live webcast. And if you want to register for the live webcast on AI, it's June 29th. You can go to mikeonmoney.com on our website and you can register there for that or just reach out to us and we'll send you an invite. But one thing that was a bit of concern or has been kind of rooming around that some concern is, you know, how's it going to affect the music industry? You know, of all the things that I think AI is going to disrupt, I don't think music has too much to be concerned. There was some, you know, uproar as people were using AI to make fakes of new songs, fake songs by artists by simulating their voice and singing styles. We saw a big controversy around Drake earlier last month. But really, we've seen this kind of technology shake up in the music industry before. Obviously, we went from, if you're old enough, like me, albums, cassettes, CDs, streaming, all these different changes. And still the music industry seems to flourish and continue to grow. So I don't think you need to worry too much. There was concern around Universal and Warner stock as the big music giants. But I think that area is still probably going to do well despite of AI. And we're going to dive a bit more into our live webinar as how AI is affecting these different industries and how you can take advantage of that. With that, you know, NASDAQ also some big news as they're buying up a technology company. And the big change here is, you know, when you think about the NASDAQ and you think about, you know, being one of the large technology exchanges in the United States, most of the revenue would be coming from exchange revenues. But after this $10 billion acquisition of Adenza, which is a technology company that services banks and brokerage companies, really they're going to be driving less than a quarter of the revenue from the exchanges. So quite a broad diversification for the NASDAQ exchange as far as revenue goes. In Canada, we are expecting late Friday, the May CPI numbers. So it'll be interesting to see how those are progressing and what the inflation factors are shaping up as. But really, as I mentioned, not much this week. So with that, I'll let everyone go and enjoy their weekend. As always, my name is Michael LeBlanc. Go to mikeonmoney.com to reach out with us with any questions, comments. Remember, these videos are for information purposes. Always reach out to us with any of your questions or do your own due diligence before acting on your portfolio. And with that, please subscribe to our newsletter and to our videos. We're happy to hear from you with any of your questions you might have. Thanks and take care. Bye-bye now.